es un problema aparente, pero no real. Okay. The ego is a necessary stage in our development. But what we must do as parents and as educators is help to install a healthy ego in the individual. And the healthy ego will itself have the ideal of transcending the ego. And when we create a healthy ego that has that goal of achieving, yes, ethical responsibility as a citizen of the world, creating a healthy family or living in another kind of a spiritual life, but doing it with that appropriate worshipful devotion to the real, then one will reach a state where one has performed and completed the tasks of the ego, will have taken on all the information that is useful from society, from books, from wise beings, will have synthesized that, transformed it into one's own individual offering of the truth with one's own talents and gifts that were given by God, and one will make that offering as the expression of one's life. And then one transcends. Okay? And this has always been the structure of a healthy culture. Go back to the earliest Vedic culture. There were four ashramas in life. You know, you were the student, and then you were the householder, and then you went off to find your guru, and then you went to that final stage where you were enlightened and you were simply a wandering sadhu giving the blessings to the whole population in a perpetual pilgrimage. And we have lost the recognition that our lives are to complete the ego and then go beyond the ego and then offer the transcendent vision of truth to the next generation. Okay? But there's no incompatibility. In fact, it's necessary to have a very strong and healthy ego in order to transcend the ego. Okay? It's just like the caterpillar must have that larval stage before it can become a butterfly. If there's no larva, there's no butterfly. Right? So, but If that caterpillar doesn't know that the time has to come where it creates the chrysalis and the pupa and then transforms into the butterfly and just stays a caterpillar that's gobbling up food all its life without offering that transcendent vision to the world, then it's not completing its own destiny.